Air thought, "This is when my old life stops and I have to start over. I am a new me. I have a new future." It happened in February 2001. Tom was 15 years old. He was spending a long weekend in Springfield, Illinois, with his mom and his younger sister. His dad, Alvin, was on the road. He was a salesman, always traveling. Even if Alvin hadn't been working, he wouldn't have come with them. He didn't go on family vacations. That was the kind of father Tom felt he had always had. Indifferent, gloomy, detached. He still lived at home, if that's what you call sleeping in the house a few days a month, but he had left his wife and kids, or maybe they had left him. Tom and his mother, Mary Laguerre, were eating breakfast in the hotel restaurant at a table by the window. They were waiting for his sister, Jessica, who was upstairs sleeping. Tom and Mary were spoiling for a fight. What teenager and his mom aren't? Mary said, "Thomas, I need to talk to you." Only she called him Thomas. "Thomas, you're at the point where you have to make decisions about what you're going to do with your life." She paused. "And, Thomas, I don't like the direction you're heading in." He said nothing and scowled at her. "I'm proud you're going to graduate a year early from high school, but I